Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Tes. We're going to start from the incident the Gemara says at the Banim of Nechesim and Beis. Rish Lakish Ikla LeBatzra. Rish Lakish came to the city of Batzra. Chaz Yisrael DeKa'achol Peri D'Loy Ma'asri. He saw that the Yidin there were eating peris without taking Ma'asri. Asaluhu. He said it's Asr. Rashi says, because he thought that Batzer was Betzer, and Betzer is the Eretz Yisrael city. It's mefurish in the Pasuk that Betzer is one of the Ari Miklat. Also, Chazam Maya, the Sagdilei V'Gachavim V'Shasu Yisrael, he saw water, which Goyim bowed down to. They worshipped the water, and the Eden drank it. Vasalu, he said, it's Aser, because it's Avay Dezara. You're not allowed to enough from Avay Dezara. Also, the Kaim de Rabbi Yechanan, when he came to Rabbi Yechanan, he told him, Amalei Adamekatar Chalach, while your coat is still on you, before you have a chance to rest up, Zil Hadar, go return to Batzer and tell them you made a mistake, because Betzer, Lavainu Batzer, Betzer is not Batzer, and Batzer is not from Eretz Yisrael, it's from Chutzlar, so they don't have to take Meiser. And Mayim Shalab Ein Nesarim, and the water belongs to the public, and therefore it doesn't become Aser, they can't ask for something which doesn't belong to them. It's public water, it doesn't become Aser. So Taisus here discusses the Shaila, if in Chutz La'aretz, is there a Dinder Rabbanan to take of Chumas and Ma'aser? Taisus discusses it here, and in Chulin Daf Vav, and in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, and the Rishayim in Chulin, and a little bit in Nidan. And they're discussing two questions. First of all, this Gemara, which says that Rish Lakish said that they have to take Ma'aser because he thought that Batzer was part of Eretz Yisrael, it's Betzer. And Rabbi Yechanan said, no, you have to be Chayzer, you don't have to take Ma'aser because Batzer is not Betzer. And also the Gemara in Chul and the Avavim and Beis, which says that Rebbe was Matter Beis Shan because it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, that's Mashma, that there's no din of Chumas and Ma'aser if it's not Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz is not Mechuyiv and Chumas and Ma'aser, even Midr Rabbanan. And Taisus, and Kami Rishayim asked, there are numerous Gemaras which say not that way. There's a Gemara in Becharis, Daf Chav Zayin, a Gemara in Be'ed, Daf Tes, a Gemara in Nida, Daf Lamed Beis. The Kami Gemaras that say that Chutz La'aretz, that discuss Chumas Chutz La'aretz. What's the halachas of Chumas Chutz La'aretz? And discuss taking Chuma in Bavel. So there are two kashas that the Rishayim are discussing. One kasha is, how do we understand the teretz, what's the teretz to the stira? Here, the Gemara is mashman as Chutz La'aretz Batzra didn't have any din ma'aseres, and also in Chul and Davav and Beis Beishan didn't have any din chumas and ma'aseres. How do you answer the stira to Kama Gemaras which say clearly that there is a din of chumas and ma'aseres in Chutz La'aretz? And the second question is, we all know that today people don't take chumas and ma'aseres in Chutz La'aretz. That was the minig, and in the times of Rishayim that was the minig kavur. They did not take chumas and ma'aseres from their produce. So how do we understand then, if there are Kama Gemaras that talk about Chumas and Ma'aseres and Chutz La'aretz, why is the minig not to take Chumas and Ma'aseres? So on the first Kasha, there are Kama Terutzim and the Rishayim to answer the Kasha. Taisus here brings three of them. The first Terutz he brings, he says it b'shem Yesh Reitzim Loimar. It's actually Rashi Yechul Navavim Abeis. It's also the Raivin and Chedushim here. And in Asagis and the Rambam Perik Aleph and Ilchas Chumas. And they say, it depends. Dogon Tiresh and Yitzar, grain, wheat, barley, the five species of grain. Tiresh, which is wine, grapes, wine. And Yitzar, which is oil, olives, and olive oil. Those three things are the only things that mean they're Isid is a din Chumas and Isis. Reish is the Gancha, Tireshcha, V'Yitzarecha. It's actually a machlekes rishayim. The Rambam Shita is that Peiris Ilan is also has din chumas and ma'aseres midiraisa. Only Yerakas adurabanan, but Rav Rishayim hold it's dafka dog and tirish and yitzar. So Rashi and the Ravid say that dog and tirish and yitzar, which in Eretz Yisrael is deraisa, so they're the rabbanan with geizer on chutz la'aretz. Mashein kain other produce, which even in Eretz Yisrael is only deraabanan. There, the Rabbanan were not Geizer and Chutz La'aretz. Now, Taisus and the Rishayim have a kashas, have different kashas from different Gemaras that sound like even other produce has a din of Chumas and Maisis and Chutzlaritz, Venkamakam Laharich, but that's the first teretz, that dog and tear Shvitzer is Chayiv and Chutzlaritz, other produce is not Chayiv and Chutzlaritz. The second teretz is Taisis, is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam brought in Taisis here. They were Shainim on the Avav and Chul and also bring Rabbeinu Tam. They like it. That really there is a Chayiv of Chumas and Maisis and Chutzlaritz and everything. But the Gemara that says that there's no Chayiv means Demai. It's actually a Mishnah in Demai, Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that says until the city of Kziv, there's a din of Demai, and beyond the city of Kziv, there's no din of Demai. So it sounds like Kziv is out of Eretz Yisrael, close to Eretz Yisrael, and it sounds like if you're beyond the city of Kziv, that means you're out of Eretz Yisrael, and a little bit more, then they didn't give a din of Demai. So the halacha is that you do have to take Shumas and Maestras, but in Eretz Yisrael, there's a halacha that an Amoritz is not Neman. In order to be Neman, you have to be a Chaver. You have to be known to be Neman and Chumas and Maestras, you have to be Mekabel Divrei Chaveris, whatever the case may be. So a Chaver who buys produce from an Amoritz has to take off Chumas and Maestras of Demai. So that's where it says, that's what they will matter here. When Rish Lakish says that the Chaz Yisrael, the Kachi Peri, the Loi Maestri, means that they didn't make the din of Maestri of Demai. They were Musr, like Paris and Chutzlaritz have to be, but they didn't have the Maestri of Demai. And he said, you do have to keep Demai, because it's Eretz Yisrael, and Bechan says you don't. But that's the issue. Hataisis has all discussion about if it shims with the Yerushalmi, Ven Kamakam Maharach, but that's the second Teretz. Again, Rashi in the Ravitz Teretz says that Dug and Tirsh V'Yitzra Mechuyiv and Chutzlaritz, because they're Midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Everything else which is Midaraban in Eretz Yisrael is not Mechuyiv and Chutzlaritz. And a Ben Times Teretz is Avadim Mechuyiv and Meiser. You just don't have a din of Demai. You're allowed to be Maimon and Am Eretz and Meiser. The third Teretz, Taisus brings down from Rab David Mimelin. He says that the Emes and the Mechuyiv and Meiser and Chutzlaritz, but the Gemara and Mechayris says different kulis that you have. And some of them are halacha l'maisa by us l'gabe chala, that we know that we do take chala in Chutz La'aretz, even though in their eyes it's only in Eretz Yisrael. And the coolest are that there's no din tevel, for instance. You're allowed to eat from the peris even before you took maisa. You can take maisa after you eat from it, as long as you take maisa eventually. And also there's a din that you could be mevatel b'rayv and eat it when you're tamei. As long as it's batel b'rayv, there's no din of ein mevatel nisal chatchila. And kama kulis. So when the Gemara says, the discussion the Gemara has, l'gabe beit, l'gabe batzra, and the discussion the Gemara in Chulin, davavim beis, l'gabe beis shan, and the Gemara says if it's chutzlar, it's mutter, doesn't mean it's mutter, mean you don't need maisur at all, but it doesn't have the chumris of the regular din maisur. It has all the kulis of maisur chutzlaritz. But really, chutzlaritz does have a chi of maisur. So these are already three terutzim. Rashi and the Raivin, that is chilek dog and tirish of yitzur and other produce. Rabbeinu Tam that says that chutzlaritz is chayiv of maisur but pater in demai. And Rav David Meil that says it's chayiv of maisur but has kulis. And the Gemara that says it's pater, meaning it has the kulis of maisur chutzlaritz. Now the Rash, in the Mishnah in demai, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, he says two other terutzim. One teretz is, and this is also in the Taisus Marimi Paris over here, that there were only geizer and chutzlaritz on crops that these similar crops grow in Eretz Yisrael. Same type of crops that grow in Eretz Yisrael, they grow in chutzlaritz. Then there were geizer, you might mix it up with Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Mashain Kain, if you have crops that only grow in chutzlaritz and you don't have similar crops like this in Eretz Yisrael, then they weren't geizer. And the crops we were discussing here are crops that we don't grow similar to these crops in Eretz Yisrael. And the fifth Eretz, he says, is that in Eretz Yisrael, even when you buy produce from a Geisha farmer, there's also a din of Kiev Trumas and Maestras. Could be it's not the Reisa, there's a discussion in the Gemara of Yesh Kinyan La'akam Mafkiyim with the Trumas and Maestras, that fact that the land is owned by a guy that's Mafkiyim from Trumas and Maestras. Or there's also a discussion in Meruach Nachri, that if a guy does Meruach, it takes it away from Chumas and Maestras, but when there are banan, you'd be mechuyev. Vashenke in the chutzlaritz, the discussion is if you buy it from a guy, then you potter. So these are so far five terutzim. Why certain gemaras say there is a din Chumas and Maestras by chutzlaritz, and certain gemaras of mashmid is not. Either there's a chilek dagan tirish v'yitzar and other produce, that's Rashi and the Ravid, or there's a chiyav ma'isa, but there's no chiyav demai, you can be ma'iman and am oritz, or there's a chiyav ma'isa, but there's gevissa kulis, and the Gemara that says there's no chiyav ma'isa, meaning you have the kulis, that you can eat it before you do ma'isa, you can vatal brave and eat it betuma, and things like that. Those are the three terutzim that's mentioned in Tosfos here. And the two that's mentioned in the Rash, that they only were gezer on produce that's similar to the produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, or they weren't gezer on, only were gezer on Jewish-owned crops in Chutz Laretz, not on Goyish-owned crops. Now, none of these five answers would answer the second question, why today we don't take off Chumas and Maestris from the crops that we grow. Certainly, Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz, that's it's only Heter Adumai, or Abdavim Mimailan's Teretz, that it's only saying that you have the coolest of Chutz Laretz, so you don't see any difference in the Chi of Chumas and Maestris between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Just Lagabi Demai and Lagabi Dos Kulis, but really everything should be Mechuyiv in Chutz Laretz. And then, according to the other Teretz in Rashi's Teretz, at least Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah should be Mechuyiv. And the Teretz of buying it for a guy, so by a Jewish farm, it should be Mechuyiv. And the Teretz of the crops is similar Teretz Yisrael, so at least a similar crop should be Mechuyiv. And Lamaisin and Minig is not that way. So Rabbeinu Tam says the answer because he says that in Chutz Laretz, all the land really belongs to a guy. There's no such thing as a Jewish-owned farm. And I guess Rabbeinu Tam holds a Goyish-owned farm is part of Al-Kapanim in Chutz Laretz. And he says because you have to pay taxes, and if you don't pay the taxes, they could take away the land. That means the government owns the land. So a Mela doesn't have a din of Jewish land, that's why you potter. Now the Rebbe was bothered, first of all, you could have land that doesn't have a din taxes. You could have land that's totally Jewish owned, that there's no government control of the land, and that land then should be mechayev ma'aser. We don't find the minhag that way. And second of all, Bizman and Gemara, where you do find that they were mechayev in the Chutz Laretz, so also is a din to pay taxes. The Gemara says there gotta be certain things, that there's dina mechusa dina, you have to pay the taxes, and if you don't pay the taxes, the government could take away the land, and they have a right to take away the land, you could buy it from them. So it sounds like in the Gemara's time, also you had that set up that they had to pay taxes on the land, and if not, the government could take the land. And still you say they were mechuyev v'maaser. So it's fair, Rabbeinu Tam's answer. So we have the Riz Teretz, which a lot of Rishonim hold of. The Rambam says it mefurish. Rishonim say it in different eifanim. And the Rishonim in Chulin, the Avavim Beis, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva, the Ran. And they say there's differences in Chutz Laretz Gufa. Not all Chutz Laretz is Mechuyev V'Maiser. Only Chutz Laretz is Karev to Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you say such a blanket statement that all Chutz Laretz is Karev to Eretz Yisrael is Chayev and Chumas V'Maisers, this still wouldn't necessarily be good Teretz on the Kasha. Why by Batsra and by Beit Shan in Chulin, when it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, it's Pater? Because perhaps those are also, they also would seem to be close to Eretz Yisrael. But the Rishonim say in Nusach that it was only specific lands. The Rambam is Mashma, Dafka, Amin, and Moyav, and then they added Mitzrayim and Bavel. So there were specific lands that they made Xeris on, perhaps the lands that the Eden occupied. The Ran is Mashma, the lands that were, there was much travel from those lands to Eretz Yisrael back and forth. So there was Xeris out to Eretz Yisrael. But there were specific lands that there was Xeira. Dashtay in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, and Nilchus Chumas, as I guess we pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, in Yerudea. And this is the Re in this Taisus, and also the Rishainim in Chulin, that it's not the Pshat, the entire Chutz Laretz has a Chi of Chumas and Maisus. Again, Chutz Laretz is part of in Chumas and Maisus. There's specific lands in Chutz Laretz, Amoin and Moyev, the lands close to Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, Mitzrayim. There are different specific lands which they made Xeir of Chumas and Maisus, and that's where all the Gemaras that discuss Chumas Chutz Laretz are talking about the Chumas from these lands. So this would answer both Kashas, but Lamaisa would come out of Chumrah, that in these lands, if a Yid would have a farm in these lands, he would be Mechuyev in Chumas and Maisus Midir Rabbanan. Now Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that says, it's a Masechta Schala, Rabbi Seinu Shabbu Chutzlai, it's a Mefrish and Chumas and Maisus, at Shabbo HaRoivim Ubitlam, that the Chazal and Chutzlai, it's one Mefrish Chumas and Maisus, until the Roivim came and Mevatel. And it says, Manu Roivim, Amrab Zera Turgamaya. Now, who is this Ravim and what's Turgamaya? We don't know. But Taisus is not sure what this Yerushalmi means. Would it a Ravim and why would the Ravim mevatel it? But he says, L'maisin Yerushalmi says such a thing. And even though the Bavli never brings that down, Taisus says, and the minig is not to do it. And now the mashmid is no chiv mechutz laretz at all. Now the Gaon in Shin Lamed Beis asked the kasha b'milim ksarim kedarkai, I mean in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, Sivkot and Beis, he says that the Bavli doesn't hold this way, because this is Rabbi Yechanan. And the Bavli brought in Bechayr Staf Chavtes that Rabbah was dealing with Trumas and Maishas. So it sounds like after Rabbi Yechanan said the Ravim came and mevatel it, but still they continue doing Trumas and Maishas. So that's what the Gaon was bothered, that it's Shver. How could it be Mikayach the Yerushalmi? The Bavli seems to clearly argue on the Yerushalmi. But there is a tshuva, which is brought in several places from Tzemach Gaon. It's brought in the Kafta V'Ferach, the Sefer Kafta V'Ferach, in the beginning of Perek Tezayin. It's brought in the Eitzer HaGaonim, on Beya Daf Yud Beis. It's brought in the Meiri, the Ambeya. And it's brought in the Sefer Itter, in his Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Matzu Umarer, where the Gaonim say that the reason why they were naig Trumas and Maestris was because they were still naig with Tara. They still were Tar. They still were able to become Tar. They still had the Afer of the Parah Aduma. Mashen came afterwards when everyone's Tame, there's no point to doing Trumas and Maestris when everyone's Tame. Now I'm not sure if he's teaching the Ravim was also out this, but that would also answer the Gaon's objection, because Taisus and Nida at the end of the first parak says that they had the Eifah Paradum Bizman Namiram, and they still were Nayik Tara, they were still eating Chulim B'Tara in the Zman of Namiram, they were still able to Matara themselves. So that's why they continued doing Chumas and Isris. Now Shankain, afterwards there was a time where the Eifah Paradum stopped, and that's when the minik stopped, there was no point to keeping Chumas and Isris tied in the Gaon when there's no Tara. If that's the time, so that would mean all chutz laretz, including the Mekayim HaSakrevim, will be part of Trumas and Maestris. Most of what we said, and a lot more, is brought in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer, Derech Emunah, the beginning of Hilchas Trumas. He has a Bir Halacha, he goes through the whole sugya with all the Rei that we said, and a lot more Pupulim. He says a very interesting thing at the end. He says, in the Taisus Maestrav, it says Maaser Rav from the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, that he didn't hold of this thing, he didn't hold of the heter of Vaisdeis of Karev Laretz Yisrael, or of the heter of the Ravim or Mevatelet, and he himself bought land where he lived, and planted the land and took off Trumas and Maestris. He held that the Taka was a Chiv in all Chutz Laretz, Trumas and Maestris, not like the Minig. And now, one small nekuda on the other issue about the Mayim Shel Rabim, that Rish Lakish said that the Goyim bowed to the water, and therefore he asked for the water, and Rabbi Yechanan said Mayim Shel Rabim is not Nesorin. Marah Rabbi Yechanan Tamei, Dom Rabbi Yechanan B'Shem Hashim Ben Yet Tzadok, Mayim Shel Rabim ain't Nesorin. So Marah said, Kasha, why don't you say another reason why it doesn't become Asa? Because it's Mechuber. And the Gemara says, because the water became Tolish. And the Gemara says, but it became Tolish by itself, Avnei Harish and Adaldalu, there was a machlokes earlier in Daf Mem Vav, if that's called an as Tfisus Idei Adam. Is it pshat, is it since it became Talish, it's called Tfisus Idei Adam, or maybe not? Since no one must Talish it, being Talish by itself, so that's not called Tfisus Idei Adam. We had a Shai machlokes earlier, it was a Shai what Rabbi Yechanan held, it was machlokes Me'er Pchiv Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, no. Really, you could say that if it was Talish by itself, it'll be mutter. You wouldn't need the time of Mayim Shel Rabim, but here was the Tfkin and Biyadeh, he was Talish with his hand. So there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Mem that talks about, if it says, if a guy is Mishtachavet to a Behemoth Yisrael, doesn't become Aser, another Maisa Dav Hashena Shaloi, but if he does a Maisa Shechset, it does become Aser. So early on Daf Mem Gimel Mebeis, the Dvar brings the Ravid, and Ban also, that what's the pshat, if it was the tefkinu biyadeh, if the guy was tailish with his hand, so that should be a maisa. So how come you say that he doesn't ask it, he did a maisa? If he just made a shtachavos, then you don't aser. Adav v'shein eshaloi. Mashenga with the maisa, the Gemara Chul Nefmem says you do aser. So why would the tefchinu biyadeh be called a maisa in order to say that it's, he could aser it even though it's not his, even though it's mayim shel rabbim. So the Ravid says a tremendous chiddush. The Ravid says that a maisa only works if it belongs to a private individual. Then with the maisa, he could aser. But mayim shel rabbim, it belongs to the tzibur, it belongs to the rabbim, even a maisa can't aser it. You have to understand the chiluk. It's a bissel shver, because if you're going to say that really a person can aser davar she'en eshaloi, now with a maisa, he could do it even say eshaloi, so why b'shel rabbim not? Al kaponim, that's what the Ravid says. The Ramban and the Ritva, they don't like the chiddush. They say, mecha teisit is a chiluk. So how come here, vaita, how come here he can't ask the mayim shalabim, I did a mais with the tkhinu biyadeh? So Ramban says simply that that's not the mais of Avodah Zarah. He was the tkhinu biyadeh to make it tolish. Now it's tolish, but the mais of Avodah Zarah is managed to shtachavah. The shtachavah is not a mais to aser. In order to aser something that belongs to someone else, the mais has to be the mais of Avodah Zarah, like shchita. The tkhinu biyadeh wasn't the mais of Avodah Zarah, the shtachavah was the mais of Avodah Zarah. The Ritva says a little bit different. The Ritva says that a mice is only when you go and you make a shini in the chayfetz. That's what a mice is. It has to be a big mice. Then again, to be called tefisa to the adam, that's not called mechuber. Even a small mice is good enough. Tefkin and beyond, it makes it ice mechuber. It gives it the din that it's called talish that you can answer it. But to answer a dovish ain't a shaloy al day mice, it has to be a big mice that makes a shini. Tefkin and beyond is not a big enough mice to answer. Al-Kabbalim, they both don't agree with the Ravid's Chiddush. If you'd have a Maisa that'll be done on a Davish El Rabbim, that also would be able to ask. There's no Chilik Rabbim and Yachid in that. And now let's go to the Sugya at the end of the Amud, the end of Daftan Tassim and Aleph. The Gemara starts, they asked the Shalt Rav Kahana, is a guy allowed to bring grapes to the press? Amlu Asr, they told him, he said it's Asr to bring grapes, even though it's not really Nisuch, Mishum Lech Lech Arman Azir Eschar Eschar L'Karma Lech Sikrav. You tell an Asr not to get any close to the Karma, it's Archacha. So Maris Akasha from Ebraisa, Esher Yem Afkana V'chom Shev and Ovum Lagas, V'sal Nebedayin Avi Shayayim Ezal V'lei Mutter. So you see that it's Mutter. So how could you say, Ay, it's Asr Al-Tzlech Lech Arman Lech Nazira? Amalei hevi karmit. That means b'di'evit, once he brought it, danan l'chachila kamina. I was saying it's also chachila to allow the guy to bring the grapes to the gas. But I mentioned in the previous shiur, the Gemara said meziga is also asal tzleich leich armen l'nazira. And the Rambam shtel sufim agamara that even meziga, when a guy is meizig the case, it's also only asal l'chachila b'di'evit when he's meizig, it's mutter. But Rav Yishayin mold no. Dafke here by bringing that oven the gas, there it says it's only lechatchila. The lashon of the Gemara was ma'ushe yelech an oven the gas. Over there it says, what's the dim of the yayin shemoska guy? It's mashma the yayin itself is asur rei v'shainim hold v'shtia. Now in this din of why a guy can't bring an oven the gas, there's two mahalchim in the v'shainim with dafke minus halacha between them. There's one mahalach, Taisus brings it from the Rishbam, and the Rishayna bring from the Ravid, that the problem is because when you have the grapes, and you're bringing them from the field to the gas, there becomes wine, grape juice wine, in the baskets that you're bringing the grapes, and the male is wine on the grapes, and that's the wine that's in Esach. The Rishbam learns this way, and the Ravid learns this way, but the Bichalukim exactly between the Rishbam and the Ravid. The Rishbam holds a big chiddush, Taisus brings it down, that if the guy would actually go and put the grapes into the gas, that would taka aser whatever wine's in the gas, saltsiayin nesach mamish. Because that's called kaychai. If he throws it in, that's not kaychai, that's mutter. But if he goes and dumps it directly in, that's shen kaychai. That's already aser batsim. So the whole Gemara is discussing if he carries the grapes to the wine press, and he touches it, and he touches the wine and the grapes. That's it, that's the shmooze. He actually touches the wine that's in the baskets. Now really, Mikir Adin, it's not considered wine. We had the whole sugya earlier on Dafnan Hay, that it's not wine until it starts being Nimshach. But as lech lech armel nazir lechatkila, we consider it wine, so we don't allow him to touch it even before it becomes wine, even when you're harvesting the grapes into baskets and bringing it to the gas. That's the Rishbam. The Ravid is very different. The Ravid doesn't agree to the Rishbam's chiddush when you pour something into the bar. That's called kaychai. And that he holds like all the other Rishaynim. Kaychai is only when you pour the wine out of the barrel. That's called kaychai. So there we have the din. When you pour wine out of the barrel, that's called kaychai. And when you do a bekavana, it asks, some achoikis Rishaynim we spoke earlier, the bishti or bahana. But when you put something into the wine, that's not called kaychai. That the Ravid's maskim to all the Rishaynim. But he says like this. He says when he takes the baskets and brings it to the gas and then pours it into the gas, so there we consider it, he's pouring wine from the basket into the gas. That's shen kaychai. That is kaychai. When you pour wine out of a barrel, that asks the wine. So why is it only lech lech amrin lezira? Because first of all, it's not really wine. But more important, the Ravid says this chiddush that you're not interested in pouring the wine into the gas. You're interested in pouring the grapes into the gas. The wine is going memela. That's why it's not really kaychai. You have grapes, you have wine on it. Now the etzin also mikra din, it's not really considered wine. That's also archaka. And now you're pouring the grapes and the wine into the gas. So really, there's no kaychai on the wine. Really, the kaychai is on the grapes. The wine's coming memela, so that has a din of a chumra or chaka, that's also considered kaychai. Das steht in the Ravid. So that's one mahalach, the Ravid and the Rishbam, that the pshat is, that the chaka is that when you're harvesting grapes, the wine that's coming on the grapes, that's considered wine. According to the Rishbam, it's talking about the guy that actually touches it, and the Rishbam holds the guy anyway can't pour the grapes into the gas because that way he's going to make all the gas, that's called the negia in the actual gas, al yidei kaychai. But the Ravid holds like the rest of Rishayim, he could pour the grapes into the gas, that's not a shayla of kaychai at all. But the problem is that memela, the wine that he's pouring, the grape juice that gathered in the barrel, in the basket, that's called kaychai and that al kapanam al tzachumra, and that's why he's not allowed to do it. Taisus, and this is the Mashmash, so the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Ran also bring both Mahalchim. They say it's nothing to do with it. Avada, the wine that gathers in the basket, is not considered wine. We had a whole sugya. It's not wine until it's nimshach. It has to come out of the gas and come and be nimshach in the gas or out of the gas into the bar like we had before. The problem is that we're talking about that in the gas, the wine is bubbling over. There's wine actually in the gas that's separated from the shmarim, it has a din yayin, and if the guy is going to pour grapes into the gas, he might touch it. That's the archaka. Similar to the archaka of meziga, if the guy goes in his mezig, he puts the water into the wine, he might touch the wine. Now meziga, it's much more delicate, he's much more closer to touching it. And the male of that, even b'dievid, we have archaka, if a guy is mezig, we don't drink the wine. Tashegim, putting the grapes in, that's less of a chash negia. So mel, only lechatchila, the guy can't go bring in the grapes, but with the evid, it's okay. So the Ran speaks out, there's a chumra and a kula in both pshatim. Two nafkaminis la'alacha. First of all, let's say the baskets that you bring the grapes in are not baskets of mezufafes, they're not sealed. They're not lined. The baskets themselves are full of holes, and the wine, there's no grape juice, so wine that could collect in the baskets. So according to the Ravid, there's no problem at all. You're not bringing any wine in the baskets, they can't. The baskets have holes in them, you're just bringing grapes. That's mutter, even lechatchil, to feed the Ravid. To feed the other Rishaynim, it's the same problem, because when you put the grapes into the gas, then you might touch the wine. Another nafkimina, the other way, is let's say in the gas there is no wine. All there is grapes. There's no wine that has a din wine in the gas. So then according to the Rishaynim, it's not a problem for the guy to put the grapes into the gas. Because there is no wine in the gas. There's no archaka. Mashaykin, according to the Ravid, the problem isn't that it'll touch the wine in the gas. The problem is that the wine that's collected in the baskets, that's the problem. So even if in the gas there's no wine, there's just grapes, but he still can't bring the baskets of grapes if they're mezufafis, if they have liquid in the baskets, that's also an issa according to the Ravid. So it comes out of Chumra Nakula, according to the Rishayim, the issa is only when there's wine in the gas. If there's no wine in the gas, it's mutter for the guy to put the grapes in the gas. And according to the Ravid, the issa is only when there's liquid in the baskets. If the baskets aren't sealed, it's a basket which is full of holes, and therefore there's no wine in the basket, then it's mutter according to the Ravid. And the Beis Yosef is mashal, which should be machma like both Pirushim. Now there's one Nakuda, the Ravid says, Rishayim bring the Ravid, that the Ravid says that let's say you have the guy and the yid together holding the baskets and pouring it into the gas. So then the Ravid says it's mutter, because that's not kaychai. So even though if it would be actual wine or actual kaychai, then he would aser in such a case, at least the chatchila, even though they're doing it together. But since we're talking about it doesn't have a din wine, and like also the Ravid says, doesn't have a din kaychai because he's not trying to pour the wine, he's trying to pour the grapes. So if he does it together with a Yisrael, then it's mutter. Now the Mechaba brings us down Mahalacha. And Rabbi Kiveg is bothered, since the Mechaba also passes like the Ramban, that the Harchaka is because he might touch the wine, so the Ravid's really only saying L'shitasai. If the Harchaka is because we consider the wine in the baskets to be wine, and we consider it to be Kaicha, even though he's just pouring the grapes, so there we're not Marchik when the Yin does it, because then it's not Kaicha, they're doing it together. So Mela, we're not machmir. But saying if the Archak is that he might touch the gas, Mehechet Hesed, if the Yid's doing along with him, he won't touch the gas. So the Mechab himself shouldn't bring down this Ravid as I affect Rabbi Kivega on the Mechab. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Ahu Esrege the Nafalach Avita the Chamra. There was an Esreg that fell into a barrel of wine. Idru Evichav Meshakle. The Mechab jumped and grabbed the Esreg. Amu Ravashi told the people there, Naktulia, they quickly grab his hand, so he shouldn't wave it around, he shouldn't agitate the wine, or Batsua, and pierce the Chavis, add the Shaifa until you get the wine out. Because he can't allow the guy now to remove his hand from the Chavis, because he might agitate the Chavis and ask for the wine. The Eitzah is, grab his hand so he won't be able to move his hand, and then get the wine out of the chavetz through making a hole in the side of the chavetz. So the Kama Pshatim in the Rishayim, what is exactly Pshat in this Gemara, and what Chidushim in Halacha do we have in this Gemara? Rashi says avart, Ki heichad lo l'shachshach v'l'esu b'ano she'em menaschem elo yidei shichshach. Nisach nid shichshach. And as I state in Rambam, this is the first Pshat we're saying in the Gemara, Rashi, Rambam, the Ravid, and the Asagis Ravid, that the Chiddush in this Gemara is, if a guy goes, puts his hand, touches wine, it doesn't ask for the wine. He needs also a shichshach. And that's stated in the Rambam. You need a negia and a shichshach. Touching the wine is not enough. So in this case, where the guy happened, the reason why he happened to touch the wine is because he wanted to get the esrog, that was just the ma'aseh shehayah kachayah. But the point is, he put his hand in the wine, but he didn't do a shichshach. And Ravashi was scared, maybe he'll do a shichshach. Grab his hand so he can't do a shikshuk, pierce the chavis, get the wine out, the male didn't do a shikshuk, it's mutter. The Rashi says it's mutter bahana. Can't say no what asa bishtia. Just like in the Gia Shalai Bekavana asa's bishtia. Mistama, this is not worse than the Gia Shalai Bekavana. The Ravid, they bring down the Ravid that he held it was mutter bishtia, but the Rishayim didn't hold that way. Balkopanim, here's the first chat in the Gemara, Rashi's chat, the Rambam, the Ravid, that the pshat is that when you touch wine, when a guy goes and touches wine, that doesn't ask for the wine. He needs a shichshach. So the Rishayim, they have a problem with it, that mechet heisi, you need a shichshach, and they're ending on ke'em, like the touching alein is a shichshach. There's some sort of a shichshach going on when he puts his hand in the wine. That's shichshach. Sounds like Be'etzin they'd be maskim if his hand happened to be in the wine in a way that it wouldn't ask for, like we'll explain. Then the only way he can ask for it is al yidei shichshach. The fact that it is in contact maybe is not enough to ask for. But if he put his hand in the wine, that's a shichshach. He's moving the wine around when he puts his hand in. But from the Rambam, it's mashma. From Rashi, it's mashma that no, there has to be some deliberate shichshach the small shiksha that comes just with putting your hand in that doesn't ask it. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. The second pshat is Taisa's pshat, that it's the reason why it's mutter is because he didn't do it l'shem nisuch, he did it l'shem taking the esrog. It's the same thing as Mada de Biyad. We spoke about this in other shiur. When you touch the wine l'tzayrich malacha, like Mada de Biyad, so then, that's mutter. So if he did a shikshuch, that's like an extra thing, that would answer it. But if he's touching the wine in order to get the esrog, that's like Mada de Biyad. And Taisa says that even if he would just remove his hand, that also would ask for the wine. That's why he had to hold his hand. Because if he would remove his hand, once he has the esrog, he's no longer tired. By Mother Day, he's tired the whole time. He's busy measuring the wine. Even when he's removing his hand, he's still measuring the wine. He's still into the measuring. So that's not a nisuch. Now, shaking by the esrog, once he got the esrog, till he gets the esrog, he's tired of getting the esrog. Once he got the esrog, that's it. So if he removes his hand, that would be a shikshuk that would ask for the wine. That's why you have to hold the hand in. That's Taisa's pshat. And the Rishonim point out, it makes sense that the Rif holds like this pshat, because the Rif leaves out this Gemara. Why would the Rif leave out this Gemara? Just like he leaves out the Gemara by Mada de Biyad. Because he holds, like we spoke in the previous year, that the Gemara with Agardamim, the Gemara that says that tasting the wine asks the wine, so Vaisis, even when you have a kavana, why you put it there, it also asks here also. He went to get the esrog. Rav Ashi held like the Gemara earlier by the Yanuka, that the Mada de Biyad doesn't answer. But we paskin Tiyufta Derava Tiyufta, because of the story of the Gardamim, that it does answer. So now the Rif leaves out this Gemara. So the Rif also would hold that the Pshat is, it blives like Mada de Biyad. So here, two mahalchim in the Gemara already. Rashi and the Rambam hold, the Rambam doesn't hold of the het of Mada de Biyad. Doesn't hold of the het of Litzarech Malacha, like we said. But Rashi and the Rambam hold is a thing you need dafka shikshuch. Putting your hand in wine does not ask for the wine, you need shikshuch. And you have another that the Rishonim is saying you don't need shikshuch. Putting the hand in wine is considered enough of a shikshuch. But since you put the hand in the wine to get the esrog, so a male, that's called Mada de Biyad. It's like doing it Litzarech Malacha, and that doesn't answer it. And the Rif doesn't hold of either of these two Atayim. He holds the Gemara's head to his off Mada de Biyad, and the male, he leaves out this Gemara because he holds Mada de Biyad as Asir. So Rabban is bothered. He said, if he was the Rif, even if you don't want to pass him Mada de Biyad, but here's Rav Ashi. It's a little bit strange not to pass him like Rav Ashi. So he says for the Rif, not that the Rif held this way, but he wants to say to help out the Rif that wants to pass Gemara de Biyad as Asur, that he could say that this Gemara is talking about that the guy wasn't trying to touch the wine. The guy wanted to catch the esrog before it gets into the wine. So the guy didn't realize he'll have to touch the wine in order to catch the esrog. Grabbed on his way to catching the esrog, accidentally he put his hand in the wine. So this is a third mahalach, that the heter here is not because there's no shikshuch, and the heter is not because he's tired by malachtai. The heter is because he didn't want to touch the wine. He was trying to catch the esrog before he got the wine. But now, once his hand is in the wine already, so if he would now be meshachshuch the wine, so he would answer it. So that's why you have to hold his hand, that now he should be meshachshuch the wine. That's him touching the wine, that didn't answer, because he didn't mean to touch the wine. He just wanted to grab the esrog without touching the wine. And now, if you hold his hand, so he won't be meshachshuch, that would matter it. That's the Ramban. Karev lezeh Rabbeinu Tam, that says that we're talking about that the guy didn't realize it was Yayin. He thought it was Shemen. He thought it was Shemen, and that's why he didn't ask her. But once he touched it, he realized it's Yayin. So now you gotta grab his hand and make sure he's not meshachshuch. But he's also going with the svara that the reason why it didn't ask her yet is because he didn't intend to touch it. Would ask a b'shtia, wouldn't ask a b'ana. The Rif, the Ramban saying he didn't intend to touch the wine because he didn't realize the esrog fell into the wine. He was going to grab the esrog before it fell into the wine. That akimta. And the Rebbeinu Tam is an akimta that he thought it was shemen. The Rosh points out, could be Rebbeinu Tam held that going and grabbing an esrog out of wine, that's not a malacha. That's not like Mada de Biyad when you're turd in a malacha. It's not a malacha. So a male of that wouldn't stop him from being menasech. And Taisus brings a fifth shot from the Rishbam, which is also saying a heter of shaloi b'kavana, but it's a big chiddush ladina. Rabban and Rabbeinu Tam are both saying a kimtis. They're saying an akimta. He wanted to catch the esrog before he touched the wine, so he wasn't planning on touching the wine, or he thought the wine was shemen. It's an akimta. So it doesn't say a chiddush ladina in Agamar. But Rabban is saying a chiddush ladina. Even though he realized he was touching the wine, that's also called a negiyah shaloi b'kavana. Because negiyah b'kavana means you want to touch the wine. There might be a different reason why you want to touch the wine. You want to touch the wine to measure it. You want to touch the wine to taste it. But you want bedafka to touch the wine. That's called negiyah b'kavana. Now Shenkin here, he doesn't want to touch the wine. He wants to get the esrog. The esrog happens to be in the wine. So Rishbam is saying a big chiddush ladina. Even though he's aware he's touching the wine, and he wants his hand here where the wine is, but since he doesn't want to touch the wine because he wants to touch the wine, there's no siba for him to touch the wine better, not even a zaitig siba. It happens to be the esrog's day. He's going to get the esrog. He's touching the wine memela. That's also called the magish leib kavana. It doesn't ask the bahana. So these are the five shatim in the Rishayim why it didn't become usur when he put his hand in the wine to get the esrog. The Rashi and the Rambam say because there's no shikshuk, it's exerius akasiv stam, and din that you need shikshuk, you can't be menasach without being meshakshuk. The Rishayim hold no, touching it is called being meshakshuk. Taisus says because it blives like malacha, whenever you touch the wine in order to do something, like mother day, that doesn't aser. Hashengim, when you're taking it out, you're not doing malacha anymore, that would aser, that's why you had to keep the hand in. And then you have the pshat that it was because of shloi b'kavana. No. Ramban says a kimta of shloi b'kavana that he didn't want to touch the wine, he wanted to grab the esrog before it got into the wine. Rabbi Natam says in a kimta of shloi b'kavana he didn't realize it was wine, he thought it was oil. And the Rishbam says alumnus of shloi b'kavana, even though he knew it was wine and he knew he was touching the wine, but since he doesn't b'chal want to touch the wine, he just wants to get the esrog, that's also called the magen shloi b'kavana and one asa b'hanah. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says Amar Avashi. If a guy went and was menasech the wine of a yid b'kavana on purpose, even though to sell it to another guy is aser, shaila lemishkel demei, he's allowed to take the money mehu of the chum from that guy. My tama miklikalia. What's the reason? Because the guy was mazikit. Rashi says it's not called a mecher. He's not called his anenimid mei yayin esech. He said, you destroyed my wine. So mameila, you have to pay me for it. And the Rishayim red ice, even though if the guy doesn't care about getting the wine, he just wants to pay for the hezek, it's pshita. And also the Mishnah says in Gittin, amenasech is one of the things that's yechayiv if it's bemezid. So rather, it's not called enough from the wine. It's paying for the mazik. Now the chiddush is that the guy only wants to pay for it if you're going to give him the wine. So you would think that's called a mecha. Kamash balon, since he's mechuyiv in the hezek, as is the pashtus, so it's not called that you're getting an altsmecha, it's called you're getting an altshezek. Now agius in the Gemara is that it's bekavana. And Kamar Rishayim learn, it's dafka when the guy deliberately intended to be mazik the wine. And that's when he's mechuyiv. So that's when you could take the money from him, and it's not called you selling to him. Mashen came when he didn't, wasn't deliberate, it was b'shegik. Then he's pater. And it comes, Taisus also shtelt to this thing, that the din is, if a yid goes and is menasek the wine of another yid, so the din is, b'mezid is chayiv, and b'shegik is pater. It's a Gemara in Gittin Nafnim Gimel, and the Gemara says, because we hold Hezek Shein Anikr Loish Mehezek. Be'etzim, it can't be Mechayivim Alts Mazik, because it's Hezek Shein Anikr. That is a Knas Chachamim by Mezit, Shleik Alechad Hayluch Vitami Teresh Shechavei, that people shouldn't go and be Mazik by Hezek Shein Anikr, so by Mezit, they will Mechayiv, Vesheikh, they patit. So here also, by Mezit, Yechayiv, Vesheikh, you patit. Taisit tells to the Gemara, and also the Rajman, the Teresh Abayas, also says that the ones who are only Mechayiv, Vesheikh, it's because Hezek Shein Anikr is only Chayav B'mezid, so Mamela, just like Manasseh, is only Chayav B'mezid. So here also, you can only take the money from the guy if it was B'mezid, that's when he owes you the money. The Rambam also, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Chav Ches, in Hilchos Mechalos Asuris, he says, Shekevin Sheneskavin Zeh HaGoy, La Zikoy, Since he's mischaven to mazik him and to aser his wine, so it blives like he burnt it and he's chayev to pay, but only when he does it bekavana. The Rif and the Rosh though are not going to use the word bekavana. They take it out. It's not in their Gemara. Hayev v'kachovim denaske l'chayma di Yisrael, period. And the Rashba and Teres Abayis and the Ritva Yifanard, they both say that even if it's not bekavana, you could take the money. And the Ritva says that even if, they both say, even if you goyis the word bekavana, you could say it doesn't mean that his kavana was to imazik it. It means his kavana was to touch it. Lafuke amagash loy bekavana, it's not as an asubana. The male that says the word kavana to show you that's talking about a maga bekavana, which does asubana. But it doesn't mean a kavana to imazik it, it means kavana to touch it. But the nechlik about the tamadover. The Ritva says, and we'll see later in the shir, this is how the Dvar learns the sugya, that the Yisayda Dover is that since the Yisra Anah is an Yisra Darabonon, the Rabbanu will makel, even ba'ifin that the guy is not chayiv, the Rabbanu will makel, since the Yisra Anah is only an Yisra Darabonon, the Rabbanu will makel that you could take the money from him, that's not called you having Anah, since Minishvi he did, he is the one, it's his fault, he's the one that destroyed it, even though he's not chayiv to pay, but taking the money from him is not considered being nanny from it, taking the money from him is just recouping the loss from the fellow that caused you the loss, even if he's not chai. But that's because since it's the Rabbanan said a special kula. The Rajma is mashma stamets that way. Mikra din. Because the Rajma in Teres Abayis brings down the shita that you only could take the money from him if it was b'mezid, like it says, a manasech b'mezid chayiv. And the Rajma says, v'alesa, and it's not true. The miklikali, l'maisa, he did destroy it. Abyssal Shveder Ashba, so what? But Lamais, if he's potter, so how can you take the money from him? Else the Hezek, he's potter. And it's not Mashba, it's a special coolness because they're abundant. Okay, the Rajah's Mashin swords that way. So Kivega says, he's bothered with the Rajah, but he says that if the guy wants to pay for it, even if he's not Mechuyev to pay for it, that's cool to me Hezek. That's not cool that he's buying it, that's cool he's making up for the loss. If he wants to pay for it, even if he's not Mechuyev, that's cool to me Hezek. But the Rishaynim, our own Mavura L'chayr, so far, Taisus and the Rajma and the Ridva and the Rambam, that Be'etzim, the guy would only be chayiv to pay if he's amazed. If he's a sheikh, he's pata, just like he is Yisrael. It's Ezek Shein and Nikki, only chayiv by amazed. Navos, the Rambam and Taisus hold that Dafka, when he's chayiv to pay, then you could say it's Dmei Hezek. If he's potter, then he can't call to mehezik, call to mehmecher. Hashem came, the Ritva holds Rabbanu and Mekel, even in the case where he's potter, to call to mehezik. And the Rajul's Mikra, then since he wants to pay, it's called to mehezik. But the Chsam Seifa, if he wants to say a chiddush, that Goyim, there's no din of Hezek Sheni Nikr. Hezek Sheni Nikr is a kula by Eden. There's no din by Goyim of Hezek Sheni Nikr. It's not like the Rishonim, unless he could say it really in the Ran, because the Ran is mufurish that he's chayiv to pay the hezek, and the Ran doesn't mention that it's b'mezid. The Ran is chayiv going with the gir serif that it's shaloi b'kavana. He doesn't say either way, but the Ran is on the rift. The rift didn't say b'kavana, so maybe in the Ran he's chayiv to pay even b'shegig. Maybe he could say dach sam sefer schiddish. There's a very shvera kesef mishnah on the Rambam, a modern kesef mishnah, that he asks a kash in the Rambam. The Rambam says, since the guy was in Schavan Lazika Velesiyena, he blibes Kamisha Shavar, Sarfer Shechayev Lashalim. Ay, Odamud La'ilam. So why does it have to be with a Kavana? Odamud La'ilam. As a effective kash of Mishnah Kasha. So he answers that only by Dvarim that you do him L'chol La'ilam, that then Ezekim, then you say Odamud La'ilam. But just touching wine where people don't consider Hezek B'chlal, it's just for Yidin, or people who know about Yidin, then it's not considered, you don't say Odamud La'ilam B'chai Gavna. So everyone asks, the Drisha, the Machne Ephraim, the Rabbi Kvega and the Agav brings from the Chacham Tzvi, the Minchas Chinuch, they all ask, what does the Gesem Mishnah mean? Here we're talking about Hezek Shein and Nikr, it's a Mefurash Halacha, Hezek Shein and Nikr is only Chayav by Mezid. He's asking the Kasha Odamud La'ilam, and he's saying it Teretz, because since people don't realize that it's a Hezek B'chal Mele, you don't say an Odamud La'ilam, what's Pshan the Gesem Mishnah? So there's in the Sefer Eshkol, at the end of Hilchos Shechita, in the Sefer Nachal Eshkol, the Mefarish on the Sefer Eshkol, he says a word, just like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that by a goy, even by a short time, he pays nezek sholim. And the Gemara says, because omer the yatu goyim, that Eibush was hit to amainim shel goyim, because they didn't keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. And Taisa says, it doesn't mean hit to amainim, if adi nal is still from a goy, it means if a goy actually caused the hezek, the Eibush was matim amainim. So even though it's a short time, a Yisrael wouldn't be chayim, but hit him a minor, he pays nezek sholim. So Mel, that's a din by Goyim. There's no pturim. That's like the Ksam Seifel L'chayr. There's no pturim by Goyim. The pturim only by Yidin. So Mel, that's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, that Oy Bezoi, since by, there's no pturim nezek by Goyim, so why do you need Kavana? Typically, Adam Mu'ul La'ilam, and by Goyim, there is no pturim of Hezek Sheni Nikr. Then he says, Adam Mu'ulam doesn't apply to something which wouldn't be considered a Hezek for most people. But Al Kopanim, this Chazer over, the Rambam holds, and Taisus holds this way, and other Rishainim, that only when he's chayiv to pay, the Ran says this, when he's chayiv to pay, then you can consider the money Demei Nezek and not Demei Mecher. When he's potter from paying, you're not going to consider it Demei Nezek. And that would explain the Rambam and Taisus why, Dafka when he kavana l'hazik, then you could take the money from him, but if it's not Kavan al-Hazik, he's potter from paying, you can't take the money from him. But the Ritva and the Rashba hold, even when he's potter from paying, you could take the money from him. The Ritva, of course, is the Rabbanon, it's a special kula, and the Rashba's mashmeh stam, ikiradin, since he wants to pay, so it could be called the Mehazik. And you have also what's said, Naksam Sefer mentions that maybe a guy is mechuyiv to pay even b'shegi b'hezik shein and ikir. Naksam Sefer asks the Kasha, that if you're going to say it's dafka by Kavanu and Kavanu to Mazik, there's a thesis earlier on Nafnun Chesimah base that says that when a guy touches the wine but Kavanu to Aser, he doesn't Aser. We don't allow him to Aser wine if he has Kavanu to Aser. He brings from the Gainim, the Chuvah Shav Hai Banach Gain, the Piskir Revoi, he brings a lot of things. If he does a Lahachas, it's Mutter. And he says it was a Maisa that there was a Barish Yisrael Malayayin, and a guy came and Lahachas put his hand into Aseret, and there was a Zakin Yerei Shemayim that went and drank the wine. So Lechayra, if you're going to say this whole Gemara is talking about when he had Kavana to Aser, Lechayra, it's not like that Taisus that says when Kavana to Aser, it doesn't Aser. As I fact, Sam Sefer, but Lechayra, the Kash is not Shver. Taisus is going with the Shita that holds that Goyim is man as they don't do Nisuch. Goyim is man as they don't do Nisuch, and it's not Aserbano no matter what. Taisus Lahedi going with that Shita. We spoke about this in previous Shurim. Novas then, it's also b'shtia. So Lagabe, there is a shtia, which is only al chasnus. There he says, if the guy is doing deliberately, there's no din of is a shtia. Mashenkin, this Gemara is discussing this, or no, we're not discussing this as shtia. If Goyim are b'kiyim b'nisach, and they ask b'hanoah, then you don't find anyone saying that if a guy did it deliberately to aser, it doesn't ask b'hanoah. It's dafka the goyim that are not the key b'nisach. They can't do nisach. And they won't ask the bana anyway. The shal is the gabi is the shtia. They have the taisis. As a lechura. It's a rechi in the Ksam Sefer. Now, the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, a very shveri Gemara, Rav Ashi says this halacha, that you could take the money from that guy because anyway, his chayiv or nezek was considered the main nezek. And the Gemara says, Om Rav Ashi mino aminala. How do I know this? The Tanya of the Chomash and Nisach Yenish Yisrael Shaloi Bifnei Avayis Kechavim Asir. If a guy pours the wine of a Yid not in front of Avay Desire, it's Asir. Vehbunim and Bavi Yudim Masei Matir Mishim Shnei Dvarim. Vehbunim and Bavi Yudim Masei hold its mutter because of two things. Echad Shem and Askim Yayin Ela Bifnei Avay Desire. So it's not Nisach, because Nisach only works when Avay Desire is there. Vehechad Shem Ela Leikol Emen Ech Shetesu Yeni Lainzi. You can't ask them my wine Lainzi. And Shaila is, when is Rav Ashi seeing this bechlal, this din, that you could take money from this guy? So the five mahalchim in the Rishainim. What was Rav Ashi's Shaila? What was bechlal Rav Ashi's Suffolk? And what did he see in the Brisa to be Pesha to Suffolk? Rashi, and the first Teretz of Taisus, says that once you see the Rehudim Bavi Bim Vaseir, they hold that he doesn't answer Asa bechlal, because you can't ask him my wine, Lo'ensi. So Mele, even though we don't hold like him, we hold he does Aser Bahano, but that much at least, he's not going to ask that he shouldn't be able to take money from him. Which the Mashmai says like this. You have to know, what was Rav Ashi's Suffolk? Was he Mesubik if the guy is Taka Chayiv to pay? Or was his Suffolk is Enech Nami is Chayiv to pay? Or maybe he's not Chayiv to pay like we discussed, but could you consider it the Mei Nezek? No, this, even if he's Chayiv to pay, it's not partial that it could be called the Mei Nezek. Let's say the guy owes you $100. He doesn't want to pay. And he says, I'm only going to pay the $100 that I owe you. If you give me the wine, I'll pay you the $100 for the wine. Avadi, now let him give him the wine and take the $100, even though he owes you the money anyway, because you're getting the money through the wine. So that's having an oath from the wine. It's dafka in this case, we destroyed the wine. So paying for the wine, even though he's doing it because he wants the wine, but he's paying for the wine and he owes you for the wine, Al-Sezik. So it's not so pasha that that's true. Could be since Lemaisa, he's not paying Al-Sezik. He's paying Al-Smecher, so maybe this is called Mecher. It's Mashman, that's what Rashi and Tesis held. That was a Rashi's Suffolk. I thought he's Mechuyev to pay, but he's not paying. He's only paying if you give him the wine. So maybe that's called Mecher. So Rashi was pasha that since you see Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavi ben Maseya held, that Stam a guy can't ask for the wine, because how could a guy ask for your wine? It's yours. How is it Kayach to ask for the wine? So even though we hold he could ask for the wine, but Nishta Zoy Vain, that'll ask for it, that he won't even be able to pay for it, and it'll be considered the Mehezik. But Shved Alam, this Rishaynim are bothered by it. If Vinishvi, he could ask for it, so then, so good, once it's asked, Mehechet Tesa, the money should be considered the Mehezik, maybe it should be called the Mehmecher, and if Ravash held the Wayne's first, he doesn't have to bring this as a Raya. When do you see from the fact that there's a Tan that holds that you can't ask for it, that the Tan that holds you could ask for it, holds that Al Kapanim, he doesn't ask for it, he can still pay for it. But that's the Rashi and Taisa's home. If you bound there's a Tana hold, you can't answer it. So Mel, even when you could answer it, Nishta is a vait that he won't be able to pay for it. The Rishbam also says a Shver Svar, and Taisa brings the Rishbam, that he says, all we want of him, Hudum and Bava, is that you see, he can't ask the Yen his wine. He's not going to ask the Yen his wine. So Ibizai, you could take the money else to Mehezek. Also Bissel Shver, and without Rabbi Hudum and Bava, we would think he could, he's allowed to ask the Yen wine? And Rabbi Yehuda Bava says he has no kayach to ask for the wine. We all he does. Bal Kapanim, he's still not allowed to do it, so mainly he has to pay for it. And without this, we'd say, he would have to do it. He wouldn't be allowed to do it. Also not clear how to learn up the Rishbam in Taisus. His lashon is, we only bring it to tell you that lavkol amenach, and even though he could ask for it b'hanah, but still it's a taina ma'al yisihi, that lo yelachol esuyeni, so mainly he could take the domei nezik. But because Rabbi Yehuda Bava says that he doesn't have kayach to ask it, that's why we see that Al Kapanim, he's not allowed to ask it. Of course he's not allowed to ask it. Of course it's a Tanim Ali Yisihi. So I thought maybe the Pshat in the Rishbam is that if the Pshat is, the Shaila is he considered the Mazik. If the Pshat is, it's like a Dove Memela. A guy touches the wine, Memela the wine becomes Aser. It doesn't imply that the guy went and asked it. Memela Sivet Aser. Of course, he's not allowed to do it. But let's say a guy pours milk into meat. No one's going to say, you can't ask for it. Okay, it's memela aser. So if when a guy touches the wine, sevet memela aser. So mele, he wouldn't be called a mazik, maybe. If the hezek didn't come from him, the hezek came memela. But since you see Rabbi Bava holds that he can't ask for it, he's the one that's answering it. Even though he holds he could ask for it, has it didn't that it's also, but still he has to pay for the hezek. But also, a shver svara. So again, Taisa says two mahalchim, Rashi's mahalach, that if Yudim and Bava holds he can't answer it. So even though we hold he could answer it, but Al Kopanim, Nishta Zayvait, that you wouldn't be able to take the money. So that's mashman that Ravashi knew you were mechuyev. Just Ravashi held, even if you're mechuyev in the hezek, maybe it's called the Meimecher. But since he doesn't have a right to answer it, so mainly he doesn't have a right to make it, that it shouldn't be called the Mehezek. And then he brings the Rishbam Svara, that all you want is the Tainim Ma'al Yisrael, Ha'yolach, Lesa Yeni, and Memela, Yimachuyiv and Hezek, Vaisas Ravashis Mesubak, if Yimachuyiv and Hezek. And since Rav Yudim Abava said that he doesn't have Kayach to answer, Vaisdais, it's something which he is Mechuyiv for the Hezek. But also, Shver to understand the Shakal of Atariya. The Ritva says a third Mahalach. The Ritva says, because he's bothered by the Kasha, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir don't hold this whole halacha of Yayin Nesek, they don't hold this halacha that if a guy touches a Yid's wine, he asks it b'anah. And Lanu Yishayinim, well, no, they don't. Rashi's Mashmanet here, Taisus and Laman Aleph says that Mefurish, the Ravid holds that way, the Ran. No, they hold that kind of chanam, it's not asa b'anah, it's asa b'shtia. So Gzeri ben Yishayim asa isa shtia. There is no Isser of Nisach. But the Ritva says no. The Ritva says everyone's masking this in Isra Ano Midirabanan. But the point was, Rav Ashi is showing there's no Isra Midiraisa. Because Midiraisa, even if he goes, Deva Machoikis is it Asa Midiraisa. When he makes a real Nisach, he takes wine and makes a Nisach on the wine, Shalei Bifnei Avei Dezara, does that make an Isra Deraisa on the wine? The Rabbanan say yes. It's an Isra Deraisa by a real Nisach. When a guy takes wine and does a nisach, not in front of a desar, if the yid's wine, it's an isra anah deraisa. Abudim above and Abudim above say, hold no, it's an isra anah derabanan. He brings also from the Ra'ah this way, the Ra'ah is in the Bedek Habayis, when Hilchas Shchita. But that's the machlokes. So Mela, the Ritva is going l'shitasei, that if it's an isra deraisa, he holds, he can't be mata, even if he's chayiv in the hezek. But he's not paying for Hezek. He's paying for Mecher. It'll be cool to pay Mecher. You can't automatically say just because he's paying for the wine that even though he's paying a Bateris Mecher, you could take a Bateris Hezek. You can't. But since it's Derabanan, even if he's not Mechuyiv in the Hezek, even B'Sheikik there it holds. Since it's Derabanan, they will make to take the wine. I'll smik the kal, you can recoup your loss from the guy that caused you the loss. So that's the third Mahalach in the Sugya. Taisus has one Mahalach that you see from the fact that they hold you can't asur the wine altogether, Salkapan, and we hold that you can't asur it as a vait, that you can't just recoup your loss from the guy that caused you the loss. The Rashbam says that since they hold you can't asur the wine, vais dais, aiba zais, a tainam aliases, mechayiv and hezek in the wine. And the Dvar says, no, they're arguing with me, the Raisi can asur the wine. The Rabbanan hold me, the Raisi asur the wine if he poured it for Avei Dezara, even though it's not his wine, even though it's shalei b'fnei Avei Dezara. And Reuven Bavin Rebbe say, it's two things. You can't ask the wine if it's not in front of the Avei Dezara, it's not called Tekruvis, and you can't ask the yen as wine. It's the Rabbanan. Once it's the Rabbanan, you're going to have the kula that you can recoup the loss from the one who caused you the loss. So these are so far three mahalchim. Now the two more mahalchim, we have the Ramban, that the Ran brings in the Chedushi Aran, and then the Ran on the Rif, he went a little further. He has a different twist, both going with the Ramban's Yusayin, but a different twist. So Ramban is also bothered with this kasha that Rebutim above and Rebutim Meseira, they don't hold that touching wine asas bano, they don't hold that the whole sugya's here. So the Ramban says, yeah, I've had the touching wine asas bano, l'kuli alma, but that's how it's been say it. And the issue here is, Dr. Ramban, the guy never touched the wine. He poured the wine. Ayvacham shen nisach yenish liyisrael shleiv neviskom means he poured the wine. He didn't touch the wine. And we had before Shitas Rashi, that when a guy pours out wine, it doesn't asa b'hano. Kaychai doesn't asa b'hano. It asas b'shtia. It doesn't asa b'hano. But that's alts mitzad the din of Yayin Nesach. What about if Itaka poured out wine for an Avei Dezara? So what's the din in that case? So there is no Isser of Yayin Nesach, but there is an Isser of Tekruvus Avei Dezara. Yayin Nesach, alts b'nei seyem, alts yenem shel gayim, they only have when he touches the wine. Pouring the wine doesn't asa. But if he poured the wine, stam alts Tekruvus, and either abundant old it's asa, you have no Mishav Seyos, no, because of those two tainim, you can't asa wine, you can't make a Yayin Nesach shleib if ne Avei Dezara, and you can't asa wine that doesn't belong to you. So now the Ramban says a big Kiddush. He says, if a guy asas alts b'nei seyem, if he asas b'hano alts b'nei seyem, he's not mechuyif to pay. Because the nusach is, because the wine's not really asr, it's only asr because, he says, because the geder that you made yourself to be misrachik for me, I don't have to lose because of your gdarim that you made. Very interesting svar. You know, if you make something asr, that's called a mazik. But here, you're not really, as far as the guy is concerned, I didn't make it asr. Because I have nothing to do with this isr. This isser is your business. You made this isser in order to be misrachik from me. You can't charge me. You can't say I'm a mazik when it's your problem that you're not drinking the wine. That's nothing to do with me. Vashen Cain, if the guy made it takruvus avei dezara. Takruvus avei dezara is the guy also says asen avei dezara. The guy also says isuri avei dezara. So Mela, that doesn't mean that's not our problem. That's a hezek as far as you're concerned also. I'm only a tifa svara there in Ban Zing. If you want to call someone a mazik for answering your chayfitz, the isser has to have something which he has a shaykhus to the isser. As far as he's concerned, it's also asr. Here, to say b'nei seyem is an isser from the guy's perspective, it's not. As far as the guy's concerned, there's nothing wrong. You made this isser, you yidin made this isser to keep yourself away from me. I don't have to be nifsa because of that. That's an issa from the guy's perspective as well. So there the guy will be chay. That's the Ramban's side. So the cheshbon in the sugi is like this. Avada, anytime a guy touches wine, it's asabana als b'nei sehen. But for that alone, you wouldn't be able to take money from the guy for that. You'll be stuck. Because the guy is not responsible to pay when he asks it als b'nei sehen. So was Pshat and Rav Ashi had said you could take the wine, the Teretz says, because Rav Ashi held that the Isra no is not only coming because of b'nei sehen. The Isra no is coming because of Nisach. So the Ramban says a gevaldige chiddush, a deichik a little bit in the Gemara. That's why the Ran changed it when he got to the Ran in the Riv. He says Rav Ashi meant that the guy went and al yidei negiya, he went and made mamish and nisach l'shem avodah zarah. Stam is saying the Ramban holds you don't have this after, because that's only us al sbenei seim. That's an issa derabbanan. The issa derabbanan is al sbenei seim. And issa al sbenei seim, you can't charge the guy for that. But staka asabana. So Mela, if it's us al sbenei seim, the regular case of yayin nesach of stam yenam, you're not able to take the money from the guy. That's what the Ramban holds. Now we're talking about Hitaka touched it, but he was menasach it with the touching. Ah, so now I want to take money for Nisach. That I could do. But that's the machlokes. Tanakama holds that the Nisach asks out Nisach, even when you don't have B'nai Seim, when he didn't touch it, he just poured it. So you don't have any B'nai Seim in the case of the machlokes of Banan and Abudu Ben Mesei Abudu Ben Bava. The Banan hold that it's Asir out Takruvis. And Abudu Ben Bava holds it's Mitzmut Abana. It's only Asir Bishti. There's no Takruvis. So the Raya from Avashi is from the Rabbanan. There are bonan that hold that itaka ases ba'no al stakruvis, not al sbenei seim, so mel, that you could charge the guy for, and that you could give him the thing miklakalye. That's a Ramban shtickl. Now the daichik is, kamuvan, that Ravashi's case would only be when he actually was menasek of Avodah Zarah. When he stam touched it, and it ases ba'no, then you won't be able to take money l'kuli alma. So the Ran adds a twist to the Ramban, the Ran and the Riff. And he says like this, Rav Ashi's suffix was, why is the wine, really he did, Rav Ashi's case was he did a regular nisach, not l'shem avodah zarah. Regular negiya, that's what it means, nisach, a regular case of stam yenam. But the shaila is, why is the wine asur b'hano? Is it asur b'hano al sbenei seim? And if it will be asur b'hano al sbenei seim, so you can't take money from the guy. Because the guy won't be chayef to pay for that isur hano, because that has nothing to do with him, that's just our isur. That's not an issa from his perspective like the Ramban Svar. But Rav Ashi said no. Rav Ashi said, I could prove that the issa Ano is not al sbenei seim. Because you see, Rav Yehuda ben Bava, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseh holds there is no issa Ano. Why do they hold there's no issa Ano? He's not going with the Ramban that they're not talking about a case of Nisach. They're talking about a regular case of Nisach. And why do they hold there's no issa Ano? Because there's no Nisach. So why isn't there an Isra Anah Alts B'nei Seim? Elamai B'nei Seim doesn't Asa B'Hano. So why is it Taka Asa B'Hano? Because of Akshash Nisach. Akshash Nisach I could charge for. So Kum Dei Safi L'Ran, Rav Ashi's Suffolk was, could you charge for him touching the wine or not? And what was it study as Suffolk? If the Isra Anah Alts B'nei Seim, that you can't charge for. The Ramban Svar, that's your Isra. Now Shengen, if B'nei Seim doesn't Asa Hano, what Asa Zano? Nisach. Nisach I could charge for. So Nisach I could take the money. So since you see there are Yehuda ben Bava, Yehuda ben Maaseh that hold, that there is no Nisach Shlel Lefnei Avodah Zarah, and there is no Nisach on the Yisrael's wine. They hold it's Takanat Asa Bano, Vais Nais Ben Haseim doesn't Asa Ano. And what does Asa Ano? Nisach I could charge for. That's the Ran's Pshat of Gevaldige Pshat. Now in the Ran state another Gevaldige Chiddush B'negei Hilchas Mazik. And the Ran's like a little bit bothered. But how could I charge for Nisach? It's only a Suffolk Nisach. So maybe there wasn't a Nisach. How could I charge for Nisach? The whole list is also Suffolk Nisach. So the Ran says I could charge me Manavshach. If you were a Manasseh, so then pay me. You're Mazik. And if you were a Manasseh, so stop, I could sell it. So I can't sell it to anyone else, because since you might have been Manasseh, that asks me to sell it to anyone else, but I could sell it to you, me Manavshach. Because if you were Menasech, then you owe me Alts Mazik. And if you were not Menasech, I'm allowed to sell it. So either way, I could sell it to you. That's like the Ran Gevaldik. And that goes into a big sugya, which you won't be marik so much. that the Ran is mavur, that if you make something someone's chayfetz a suffik isser, that's not a mazik. Because otherwise, the Ran Stam could say, I could charge you for mazik either way. You made my wine a suffik nesach. So that's a mazik, so I could charge you. But the Ran's mashma, no. The fact that I made it a suffik nesach, I can't charge. The reason why I could take the money al tzmecher is because of Yiman of Shech. If you made it nesach, I could charge. And if you didn't make it nesach, I could also charge, because then it's mutabana. But vice is for making it a suffik nesach, the Ran's mavur, you can't charge. There's really an arichus about the sugya. If you could charge for making something a suffik iser, there's a magid mishnah in Hilchos Schiris, Perek Yud, Halacha Hey, which says also klar, that if someone is a sheikhet, sheikhs an animal, and he messes it up, the Rambam says he has to pay. But if he makes it a suffik trefa, he sheikhs it in a way that's a suffik of its kosher, not the magid mishnah, doesn't have to pay. And then this is the machlekes, the taz, and the nekudas hakesef, in Simon Yud Ches, Hilchos Shkita, Halacha Ches, and the Sifkat and Ches, and the Taz, he brings the Raif and Gemara and Bava Kama, first you Gemara and Tzadik Tes, which is mashma that way, that they did a Hagroma in a way that it was a Suffolk. It was a Suffolk if the Hagroma was considered Hagroma. Hagroma is a Psul Shkita, they shechted in the wrong place. It was a Suffolk if they were Yetzir the Shkita. And he said, you now need to behave out Suffolk, but you can't charge because it's a Suffolk. So the Taz brings this as a Raya. But this Ran is also Mavura that way, L'chaira. That he made it a Suffolk Nesach, he can charge. And a little bit more, the Arsameach in Hilchos Schiris, Perek Yud Halacha Hey, he says the reason why a Suffolk Isser, he can't charge for this because it blames the Hezek She'ein Nicker. Because Azai, you mess up the animal. Where's the Hezek Nicker? And the Torah says, you look at the animal, you look at the neck of the animal, you see it's not shechted properly, so it's Nicker. But if it's only a Suffolk, so on the Tzad we paskin that it's Mutter, so Kum Tais, the Hezek is not a Hezek Nicker. It's only because we don't know. So that's called the Hezek She'ein Nicker. Reb Shimon also wanted to say this in Shari Yesha, Perik Aleph, Shar Aleph, Perik Tes, Shar Aleph, Perik Tes, and Shari Yesha. But he brings the Raya from this Ran that he had to say a different Svara. Because anyway, Manasseh is a Hezek Shein and Nicker. We're talking about his Chayev because he was amazing. So I was saying, let him be Chayev by Safik also. The Ran's Mavur, even by Manasseh, if you made it Vaday Asa, you Chayev. But if you made it a Suffolk Asa, you're not going to be Chayev. That's why he says you could only pay Al Sviman of Shech. If the Yisayi by Suffolk Yisr applies the Hezek She'ein and Nicker, so by Manasseh anyway, it's Ein and Nicker. So that's why Reb Shimon says the Yisayi that a Suffolk on the Tzad that it's Mutter, there is no Hezek. It's not even a Hezek She'ein and Nicker. There is no Hezek. It's like a Grama. There's nothing wrong with the Chayfetz. Hezek She'ein and Nicker means there's something wrong. It's Tamei. It has a chalais isa'ana, it has a chalais tumma, there's something wrong with it. It's just ain't a nicker. Mashayin kain, if it's just a suffix, that means you're not allowed to eat it. But there's nothing that's him along wrong, that's not called the hezek and that's him chayfetz. Malkapanim, these are the mahalchim and the rishayim. We said 5 mahalchim. Not all of them were so muvan. We said a mahalach there, Avashi was mesupik. If you could consider, even though Ravashi knew there was a chi of hezek, but Ravashi was mesupik, if you can consider the hezek to be a demei mecher, and he brought a raya from Reb Yehuda ben Bava and Reb Yehuda ben Maseir, since they hold azayvait, he can't answer it at all. So we have to hold at least that he can't answer it but oifen that he wouldn't be able to take the demei hezek as demei mecher. We had the Rashbam, which I think the pshat is he's mesupik if you're mechuyev to pay. And since you see, Rabbi Yudim above him say, hold, he can't even answer it. Vice says he did something terrible. Vice says he's mechuyev to pay. And both these pshatim aton beer. We have the Ritva, the Ravashi's mesubik, there's an Issa deraisa. And he brought a raya from Rabbi Yudim above him and say, there's no Issa deraisa. And an Issa hanah derabanan, they were makel to allow you to take the hezek. We had the pshat of the Ramban, that he knew was asu banal tzbenei seyim. But for that you can't charge. So male, you'll be stuck. But he wanted to know if you did an extra thing and when Manasseh l'shem Avodah Zarah, does it get another Isser of Avodah Zarah? And for that you could charge. And that he brought a raya from the Rabbanon that it does get another Isser when he does it l'shem Avodah Zarah, and he could charge for that. And we have the Ran's pshat that no, he didn't do it l'shem Avodah Zarah. For Rav Ashua's Mesupik was, is the Isser not coming to Al Tzbenei Seyim? And if it's coming to Al Tzbenei Seyim, that you can charge for. Or no, you see from Rav Yehuda ben Bava that you can't answer Al Zbinei Sein, because they will hold that there's no din nisach, they hold it's not asr altogether b'hana. Vayis that Zbinei Sein doesn't asr b'hana. Vayis is we hold it's asr b'hana. We hold that the issur is al nisach. Nisach he could charge for. And the Ran says, if there was no nisach, even though it's sachshash nisach, if there was no nisach, so then it's mutter b'hana. And if there was a nisach, he could charge for it. And from the Ran it's mavur, that if you have, you made something a suffix asr, you can't charge for that only on the tzad that it's a vade asr.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.